So don't be jealous. Move your ass and work.
Where was Letterman? How come we didn't have him? Any case, Bryant might be looking for solace after that verbal barrage, and we just might have the answer for him. It's called the Church of the Subgenius, and it's truly on a level of its own.
You know those late-night commercials that promise everything from electric massage recliners and instant weight loss to do-it-yourself bathroom renovations? Well, here's a deal you might not want to miss. Salvation or triple your money back. In Dallas, Texas, the Church of the Subgenius is offering a one-word solution to all of our problems. Slack. That word solves another problem for the church as well. Money. The Reverend Ivan Stang spreads the gospel. Stang, author of The High Weirdness by Mail and Book of the Subgenius, preaches his gospel every Sunday over the radio at WKRO in Dallas. Stang claims to be a disciple of the church's founder, one Dr. J.R. Bob Dobbs, once also known as the greatest salesman ever born.
Oh, yes, civilization falling apart.
According to Stang, Bob Dobbs became a prophet one night after seeing God on his homemade TV. The vision inspired him to save the world and gave him the message to do it with slack.
Unlike better connected deities, Bob Dobbs does not bring forgiveness. He brings an excuse, which is what most of us need, I think. We need an excuse. And we all need slack. Bob discovered that there was a conspiracy robbing all of us of our slack.
Like any other prophet, Bob preaches about the end of the world. Only his predictions are just a little different.
July 5th, 1998, at 7 a.m. to be exact, the men from Planet X, as the news media will call them, will arrive to rupture the subgeniuses, the true believer subgeniuses, up into the escape vessels of the sex goddesses. We're going to have people lining up at the door trying to buy that $20 membership card to the Church of the Subgenius, because that's your only ticket onto those escape vessels.
And believe it or not, plenty of people, 4,000 of them so far and more every day, have already joined up. Suddenly the joke has become serious and profitable. Your standard religious ripoff, right? But can anybody take this stuff seriously?
We're seeking new ways to sin. Because, you know, the only way to be freed from your obsessions is to indulge them completely.
Okay, we get the picture. Salvation for a price. Right, Ivan?
As Bob says, we offer eternal salvation or triple your money back. And there is no other religion that offers that deal.
Triple your money back.